This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
For today's interview, we'll be visiting with Earl Sarles of Sarles Farm Supply in Raymond. And Earl, nice to see you again. And how are things going for you in Raymond and with the business?
Oh, it's always busy here, Katie. We try to have different things to do to keep the business busy when you're not busy with grain. But pretty much it's a year-round business in grain in this area. You got grain coming in from the farmers that got it stored in the on the farm and then at harvest, but it's interesting, challenging business every day.
Great to hear that you're still busy and have lots of things to do, and I know you pride yourself on being a small town business, and you were telling me that you try to serve everyone and have a little bit of everything here at your store to serve whatever needs they have.
Yeah, I'll try to. If we don't have it, we'll get it, but certain items that we maybe put more emphasis on than others, like I know I don't do field tiling. There's a lot of people got into it since I've started selling field tile, but I've got about every small fitting, make tiling easy for the farmer or whoever's doing the tiling, fixing tile holes. Try to be a service in that respect, so, and also small seeds. Like small seeds this time of the year is important to get good germination of grass and clover seed that has small amount of inert ingredients and is good quality, because there's a lot of poor quality seed marked on the market now, and so we try to keep the best quality seed that money can buy.
And you offer some advice if someone wants to come and buy seed, because you've got some experience selling this and you might be able to help someone out choose on what they need for wherever they're trying to grow it.
You better believe it. I sowed a lot of red clover and alfalfa and alsac and all the other seeds myself when I was on the farm for a lot of years, so kind of know how each one performs. And like, you're making new waterways and ditch banks, and you need a seed that you pretty well know, think what will do the best for you.
It's interesting, the history of Sarles Farm Supply, because this all started with your dad, and that was 100 years ago or just over. Share with us how your dad got started and what the business was like then. I think some people would be interested to hear that, the history behind this.
Well, yeah, Katie, he... my granddad, Sam Sarles, was working for the Farm Bureau and the IAA for years, and St. Louis Livestock Producers, a marketing agency in St. Louis Stockyards. He was involved with them, and my dad was in high school, and he had to take over the farm. But it was Ripley's was the name that his ancestors, and he had to do the farming and go to school and be a farmer, and so that put me feeding cattle when I was in high school. We had a bunk feeders in the hay barn, and I had to feed the silage, throw the silage out of the silo, and go to school like a lot of other people that had dairies, and the boys and then going to high school had to do work on the farm because Dad couldn't or was getting older and was doing something else.
Well, you definitely have had a lot of experiences, and it's always neat to hear the things you've done and what you've learned from them and now what you're doing today. When your dad started, I think you told me it was 1915, trucking was definitely a big part of it.
Yeah, he had a wheelbase 2-ton truck, and I'd go with him a lot of days or nights, and he'd make two trips to St. Louis a lot of times with that old truck. And we'd pick up on the muddy roads. I remember putting some chains on a truck out here west of Raymond in the ditch at about 3 o'clock in the morning, slid off into the ditch. And a lot of problems to pick up veal calves and maybe a sow here and a couple hogs there and sheep here. So I've enjoyed the, I guess that's why we enjoy life so much more now, the way we're living so easy. It's an easy life to not the simple, hard-working life like we started out with.
Well, that's really great. I would say that a lot of people know who you are not only from your business, Sarles Farm Supply and Elevator, but also because you give us our opening markets report on the radio every day at 9:30. And that was something you started several years ago, actually in the 1970s, and things were a little different then, as you were telling me.
Yeah, you know, I always, even growing up in high school, I was wishing we had a radio station, because PR is 75% of our business now. And I thought that we needed good communication with everybody around us, and we didn't know about a lot of things unless we had the radio. And also, I started with a pick and roll, and a lot of many older farmers remember that, and with the government program, and you need to up-to-date prices on grain every morning at the opening, like, say, 7:30 or 8 o'clock of the morning. So that was the only way you could get up-to-date prices of what pick certificates were costing and selling for. So WSMI come along, and I was really thrilled that we could have radio here in Raymond and Litchfield and Hillsborough area. They've been a real asset to this community.
Well, we're happy that you work with us, and we love having you on every day at 9:30, as I know our listeners do, that hear you every day. And Earl, something else that you're really proud of and involved with is supporting small communities and small community organizations, and you think that's really important, and I know you're involved with several community organizations too.
Yeah, Yady, I appreciate all the organization work that's being done locally, and I'm glad I could have been a part of it for many years. You get my age, then you get slowed down, and you don't get to go to as many meetings as you have, but I always enjoyed being around people and meeting new people. And that's the way you get it when you go to an organization meetings and help with things that we've started. I remember when we started our Kiwanis Club here and trying to help the young people in there work in the community, and we didn't have any money, and we needed to raise some money. We started the golf outing, and now the Kiwanis has got it. We've spent about $80,000 on the park out here, Kiwanis Park. Now we got it made and named after the Kiwanis, because we put the money, a lot of money in it, and things like that are really worthwhile to be able to do.
It's wonderful the work that you've done over the years, and the progress that you've been able to see, and people in the community have been able to see. Earl, anything that you would like to say? We're doing this interview for Farmers Appreciation Month. Anything that you would like to say to the farmers in the community and your customers?
Oh, pretty well we've covered, I think, most everything. But like I say, if you want to come by and see and visit with me, that's why I'm still here. Visit with you. Maybe Kent does the most of the grain business, and I try to be the fill-in, I guess you'd say, and pick up the loose end, and just enjoy everybody that comes by and visits with me, and we'll settle the world problems right here, Katie.
Sounds good. Thanks so much. We've been visiting with Earl Sarles of Sarles Farm Supply and Elevator in Raymond.